The lack of snow cover and unusually warm conditions in many parts of South Dakota is opening the planting window for spring wheat. In South Central counties, farmers are getting a jump on the growing season, but is it too early to be planting? Crop tech agronomist Marty Phillips of Winter provides insight.
When these drills run through the field, depending on the residue, what crop we had, getting that field kind of broke open to speak of, and, you know, them fields run the risk of blowing. If we're into real high residue, things of that nature, I'm not overly concerned. Other than that, I mean, I don't really have any real big concerns as far as being too cold or even being too early on it to speak of.
Phillips advises placing early planted seed a touch deeper in the soil to offset any erosion, cutting through the residue for good seed-to-soil contact. He says another defense for early planting is seed treatment.
I do recommend a fungicide treatment for sure, just because the chance this seed is going to lay in the soil for quite some time, and just trying to help give it a little protection for that extended period of more than likely some cooler, damper weather for quite a time.
For farmers that have gotten away from small grains in their rotations, Phillips believes 2026 might be the year to take another look, spreading the workload and risk with early seeded crops. With a wide selection of spring wheat varieties available in the state, Phillips believes farmers can find genetics suited to their location, goals, and current climate conditions. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.